subsidize fuel and time, not just to give it away.
Again, you have to look at state law and what we can and can't do.
Forget state.
All these items have been provided for us.
Don't forget that part.
Thank you.
The other thing is like garbage pickup. We supply all the garbage pickup if we're within the borough. I go to other towns that are very, very nice, beautiful parks. You can't find a garbage can in the park. You can't find them. And they're clean as a whistle. And that's down southern Pennsylvania, down Lancaster County. Gorgeous. They don't supply that. There's things that we do, that we give services, that sometimes we think that should be there, but in reality, we don't need it. So there's things that we can cut that we take on an everyday basis that maybe we should be looking at. I'm just bringing up a couple, but there's lots of things like that I think we should be looking at. Not that you could incur and not cost down, not the WAP, but a little bit here and a little bit there makes a difference.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next person asking to speak is David Nielsen.
Hey guys. It's Jared. I don't have a pen. I don't have it in front of me. Oh, here's a pen. Do you know what the number is for? Do you know what the number is for the 2021 budget for zoning?
2021, I do not.
Or maybe similar to the 2022?
I don't have 2021 with me, but I can certainly let you know.
Do you think it's similar to what you're allocating next year?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay.
Eric, why don't you? You want to make your comment, and I'll see if I can find it while you're talking. Does that work? Or do you need to know while you're speaking?
Yeah, I kind of need to know it.
Okay.
Or
1 second.
I mean, it's not pertinent, but it would help.
Okay, the total for planning and zoning expenditures is what you're asking, yes?
Mm-hmm.
This is the budgeted for 2022, just to be clear.
Okay.
$102,000.
Okay.
Do you want cents?
No.
Okay.
That's fine. Because I want everyone to keep $120,000 in your mind.
$102,000?
Yeah. Keep that in your minds. I'm going to read what I wrote.
Yes, there's income
we
against
that.
Yep.
There's income against that. So that's the expenditure. It's not putting income against that expenditure. Just to be aware, if you can make a comment, be aware that that's only the expenditure out. It does not include the money coming in when people go into zoning, many people to pay fees and what have you. Just
so it could go higher?
I'm sorry?
It could go higher?
No, we're saying the opposite. The actual expenditure by the borough for zoning that may be far less than that number because we have money have to pay for different services, as you should know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that number there is only the expenditure, not the income against that expenditure. So the actual expenditure is much less than that.
But the money that you can allocate is in the $100,000 range.
It has to be in the budget to show the expenses. You also have income against those expenses, which is a different part of the budget. It's in a separate section.
Good to know.
It's like comparing your gross income or what have you to your money being spent going back and forth, the same thing here.
It's true.
It's in a different part of the budget. It's not there. So if you're watching that money, in theory, just by my speaking, in theory, your zoning should come out almost as a wash. In theory, your income should not equal your expenditures. In theory. I'm not saying in practice, I don't know what the numbers are.
It's the estimated income for 2022 is $90,000, so you're about $12,000.
But the money that you use every year for zoning goes towards like amending the ordinance and like enforcing ordinances and what?
Well, anything zoning. So I mean, I guess it could be amendments. It's also enforcement. It's there's a whole line, probably 20 different line items in planning and zoning.
Yeah, but somewhere in there, you probably have money for enforcement.
Yes.
I don't know what these numbers are. I'll look them up on the website when you post them.
Okay.
So. All right. Now I'll read it. Gentlemen of the Council, I come before you yet again to discuss the borough plans for the collapsed property at 123 Castle Street. I've been addressing this issue with the council for the past 8 months. The building has collapsed in March of 2021. When I first reported it, I then addressed the situation with council in May, again in June, and then on the 18th of June, I received a letter from the borough solicitor on behalf of the council informing me of the borough's intentions to remedy the situation with the current owner. Hold on, I got the letter from solicitor Henry. Mr. Nelson, thank you for your correspondence on June 7th relative to the matter above. I apparently was instructed to respond to you, but numerous other matters inferred in a more timely response. Thank you for your patience, for your information. The borough has been involved in this matter since the building collapse was first reported on March 1st of 2021. To date, the enforcement office has issued an appropriate, quote, public nuisance notice to the property owner. They have responded that the premises is near contract with the prospective buyer intending to raise the structure and build anew. The property has been marked with a warning tape and cordoned off. The borough has secured an estimate for demolition and will follow up with contact with the owner. As you are aware, nothing is inexpensive. Despite that, the borough is prepared to press this issue and proceed to court without meaningful action from the owners. Thank you. That was on June 18th. I got that one. So after I read that, I wrote back, I appreciate your response and will follow the situation accordingly. However, I fail to see where in the ordinance the outlines a pause on enforcement for future sale of property in hopes of compliance. But again, I will follow the situation and see it resolved. That didn't go answered. I wasn't expecting one. So now we're back here. Now it's 3 months later. For a total of 8 months since discovery, the building sits in ruins as it was. Allowing this issue to continue is unsafe and creates an attractive nuisance. If curious children wander in to play, they may be hurt or even lose their life. If it were to catch fire and the department had to respond, this would be an avoidable waste of precious resources and possible risk to their lives. Last but not least, it is an eyesore and lowers property values. As a rehabber and homeowner here in Homesdale, I take pride in fixing up homes. I make them beautiful and livable for local families, and we are all bound by the same laws. Or are we? The borough should hold the owner of Castle Street property accountable, just as we all should be. As a community, it is our responsibility to hold each other to a high standard. If not, what do we have? I cannot help to wonder if the law is being applied unevenly when certain property owners hold standing in a community. The ordinance was written, section 79-3, subsection C, paragraph 3, quote, gives a non-compliant owner 30 days to submit a plan to remedy unsafe building situations. Have you found them to be non-compliant? I'm going to say, yeah, because half the building's full now. Have they submitted a plan for remedy? I have no idea. I've never been told. What are your next steps? I also don't know that. I can't answer these questions. These are my questions for you guys. According to the very same ordinance, just down below paragraph 5, the borough should be at this point in time, according to the ordinance, they should be posting the property and advertising for demolition. I am pointing out yet again that it's taken 8 months. This property needs to be made safe and secure per the code. As a taxpayer and a borough resident, I feel that I've been fair with the borough. I have not been unreasonable with my request or the time given for the request. And with no other options, I see that maybe I should be filing with the UCC code official complaint form. The Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry has a form that I could fill out that would cause the state to come down and figure out why you're not enforcing the ordinance. Thank you for your time. If any of the members of council wish to reach out to me, you can do so at nilsen4council@gmail.com. Thanks, guys.
Attorney Henry, anything that we can say at this point?
During my report.
Thank you. Next person has to speak is Barbara, I believe, Lutak.
Good evening. I was not aware of the first council meeting. It was only because I saw a flyer from Representative Fritz that I knew about this meeting. I'm sorry, but I didn't know about the first meeting regarding the earned income tax, which I did not know that was going to actually, okay, since it's no longer in the proposed budget for the 2022 budget, it's kind of a moot point. I do work at Homestead High School, so it's kind of a catch-22 because I benefit from the tax revenue, but yet I am concerned about the fact that you were planning on doing the earned income tax. I'm nearing retirement, so I guess it'll be, once again, a moot point, but I think there are many people that are not aware of the earned income tax credit, and I was just wondering, if it's off the table for this current year, are you planning on sticking it or considering it for the new upcoming year for 2023? Or do you know your plans for the future?
Yeah, there's going to be a whole new council on here in January. So, I mean, not everyone here will be replaced, but there will be a different set of people probably. So there's nothing that the current finance committee could do to commit a future finance committee to something.
Okay, so it's just a possibility that the new members will consider it once again. And then I'm sure everybody knows that we all need revenue in order to fulfill the tax needs of the community. But it would just be nice if more people were aware of the proposal rather than it kind of like sliding through. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what was sent out, but I'm glad I did see this meeting, so I at least could come and share my views. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just a personal comment. The recurring theme is that we did not advertise this or tell people. I'm asking you in the public to tell us how we can reach people. If they don't read the newspaper, they don't listen to the radio, they don't go online, how would you like it done? Just curiosity, please answer. That would help the future.
There's a giant LED billboard by Cordero's.
So we should spend money, taxpayer money, to advertise.
You spent $300 to get this room.
Because we want public input.
So put it up.
So that's it. Okay. Thank you. That's a good, great idea. Billboard. Okay. Go ahead.
It's like 15,000 people go by.
The board that you're speaking of, that's owned by Mike Cabbage. And I'm sure if you ask Mike Cabbage, and he's willing to do lots of things to help the community, if you told Mike, I'd like something put up on my board, he'd do it for you. So just ask Mike.
Okay, next time we'll look into a different kind of advertising technique. Thank you. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak at this time? Okay, if there is not, we will go back into the general meeting this evening. I'm going to ask the council members, right now in our packets, we only have the minutes that were given to us on Friday for September 29th and October 4th. We only received the October 6th ones today, and honestly, I didn't get a chance to look at them because they just... Yeah, so I'm suggesting so tonight. I just want to do the first two, September 29th and October 4th. As per the usual way of describing it, I'm asking each council member, first we'll start on September 29th. You did receive the minutes last Friday. If you reviewed them, appropriate, you can make a motion to approve as presented. If someone feels that there's something incorrect or needs to be changed, please, you can also make a motion with those changes recommended. At this time, I'll go to the floor to ask for motions. This is September 29th.
I move to approve the minutes of the special meeting on the earned income tax of September 29th, 2021, as presented.
Okay. Motion has been made by Jared Newbon. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion or further questions on those minutes? If not, I'm just going to ask, since we are in public here, I'm just going to ask for all those in favor of accepting these minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The
The motion has passed unanimously. We'll move on to the meeting October 4th. Again, if you have not reviewed the minutes, please do so. If you have, you can make a motion either to approve as presented or to make changes.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of October 4th, 2021 as presented.
There have been a motion made by Jared Newbon. Is there a second to his motion? Second by Jim Brennan. Again, any further question or discussion on those minutes? If not, again, all those in favor of this business, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The motion has passed unanimously. Everybody's out of habit. Now, we used to do this really well, but then we were at a point of doing these virtual, and we had to do a roll call. It's hard to get back to the old ways for a while. So that's what we're going to do with the minutes this evening, because the next two we'll do at our next regular meeting. We have the Treasury report in your packet. I'm going to turn it over to Jared Newbon to make a motion.
Yep, the Treasury report's there. Hopefully you have been able to review it. I move to accept the Treasurer's report pending audit for the previous month.
Motion has been made by Jared. Is there a second to his motion?
I second.
Second by William McAllister. Again, at this time, any question or discussion from any council member on that Treasurer's report? Being none, I'm going to ask that all those in favor of accepting it, please say yes.
Yeah.
All opposed, please say no. That motion is passed unanimously. We have, as I see here, three requests to use borough property. I'm going to defer to Judy Boltanis to lower those with us, please.
Actually, I'm going to ask James Jennings. I'm having an asthma attack, so have somebody's
right.
Bothering me.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming. There's three requests to use borough property. The first one is by David Golden, who ran the mobile movie in the park for the kids. He's requesting another free movie night in Central Park on October 30th. On October 30th, 2021. This came before the Parks and Recreation Commission. Apologies. Here's what they said. We recommend that Borough Council approve mobile movies to show Hocus Pocus in the evening at Central Park on October 30th, with two parking spots set aside for popcorn and other vending as requested. So with the recommendation from the Parks Commission, I make the motion to approve the request by mobile movies.
The motion has been made by Jim Jennings. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Jared Newbon. Any question on that motion?
Just real quick, Jim. The rain date says October 31st on his request. We're doing trick-or-treating that night on the 31st. Do we not want to, if there's a rain date on the 30th? I don't know if we want to do a spec, because I think that'd be a little confusing in the park having everything going on at once that night.
Yeah, the recommendation doesn't mention anything about the rain date itself. I wasn't at this meeting because I was here at one of the hearings. So I actually don't know anything about whether the rain date was considered. It is not in this motion. So I guess if it gets rained out, we would not have a rain date at this point. We could revisit it later.
Yes, technically he made the motion only with the October 30th date, so that is a motion. So we did not approve the we did not approve the rain date as part of the motion. Any other question or discussion on that motion? We've had a motion made and a second. All those in favor of this motion, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The motion has passed unanimously.
Okay. The second one. The request by the Wayne County's Children's Christmas Bureau for the use of Briarville Pavilion on December 11, 2021 for the Shower of Charity. From the Parks Commission, we recommend that Borough Council approve the Wayne County Children's Christmas Bureau request for the use of the Briarville Pavilion for their annual Shower for Charity event on December 11. So with that recommendation, I make the motion to approve the request by the Wayne County's Children's Christmas Bureau.
Again, the motion has been made by Jim Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Robert Jennings. Again, any question or discussion on that motion? Again, all in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no.
Motion has passed unanimously.
And this last one, for the curving by Britta Backus, the recommendation from the Parks Commission is as follows. We recommend that Borough Council approve adding seed and dirt to the disrupted soil surface along 12th Street near the river, and that the Safety Committee review simple ways to mitigate future incidences of driver error. This is in response to a request for curving along 12th Street. And so I know that there is future trail considerations for that. I think that was taken into account when there was some discussion on this. So with that, I make the motion to approve the request from the Parks and Recreation Commission for adding seed and dirt to the disrupted area and for the Safety Committee to review ways to mitigate future incidences of driver error.
Thank you, Jim. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Jared Newbon. Any question or discussion on that motion? Jim Brennan?
Isn't there a quota for a walkway going down campaign? Is this putting carpet for the horse or say they come together?
No, that's why they're only reseeding, just throwing some dirt in and reseeding.
So the curb will be put in, and is that allowing enough room for the walkway?
They're just reseeding the current. There's no grand plan there. They're just going to reseed the grass temporarily. The motion is for is that there was a rut basically dug into the grass just to replant the grass and to basically just make sure it's level. That's all the motion is for. Because if you're correct, in the future there may be a major project in there. But that's all the motion is, just to reseed the grass.
Okay, it doesn't call for curbing?
No, that's not what the motion is. That's what the request was. The motion that Mr. Jim Jennings just made was not for the curbing, just to basically replant the grass and make sure it's level.
Okay, see, but number three said three of back is replacement of curbing on Post Street.
That's correct. That was her request. We are not following that request.
So that's the motion does not include her request.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Any further question on that? All those in favor of this motion, please say yes. All opposed, please say no. Motion has passed unanimously. And that's all we have, Judy, under request this evening.
No.
Okay. Judy, the next one on the agenda, I don't have that statement.
Statement is that the contract was signed and Solicitor Henry asked that you make a statement that so it could be recorded in the minutes.
Okay, nothing more than that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I get a copy, I will forward it to the counselors.
Okay. As the public may know, there was an arbitration decision made on the contract between the Honesdale Police Department Union and the Borough of Honesdale. Through arbitration, there was an agreement made. Borough has signed it, and I believe that has the police union signed it? I thought that they had signed it also. So both parties have signed and agreed to it. We're just making a statement for the minutes. Sorry. I'm going to move on to Attorney Henry. You wish to bring up anything now under solicitor's report?
Thank you. The borough has been presented with an application for conditional use in regard to a. Ash Street property. I prepared a draft motion for somebody from zoning to read into the record. We need to set up a conditional use hearing.
I move that council schedule a hearing on conditional use application of Cindy Rainier and a time and date convenient to a form of council and availability of a court stenographer.
Okay, so a motion made by Jim Brennan, seconded by Robert Jennings. This is any question on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion has passed unanimously.
Thank you. While the motion may sound a little bit open-ended, the problem that we have had recently in regard to scheduling conditional uses, and the conditional use hearing has to be scheduled within 60 days of the receipt of the application, so we are timely in that regard, but we have been, it's been very difficult for Ms. Baltanis to secure court stenographers to come to evening meetings, so therefore we're going to try to schedule this during the daytime. I talked to Ms. Renner a few moments before we started the meeting today and advised her of what we're trying to accomplish. So if anybody's interested in this matter, it involves 210 Ash Street, Homestead, Pennsylvania, and look for the legal notice in the appropriate paper. In regard to Tracy Street, we continue to work on that. The problem, Tracy Street was also an abandoned property, and the issue there was both of the identified owners died during the pendency of the litigation. We can't proceed any further without having representatives. My understanding from counsel representing the decedents is that letters of administration or letters testamentary have been applied for in New York County, New York State, and once they are granted down there, they will open an ancillary proceeding here in Wayne County, Pennsylvania. Some of that property has been cleaned up. I think that we had a very successful public hearing regarding the proposed zoning amendments last week, and I believe that that may be addressed tonight. And in regard to the Cottage Street matter, we had similar issues where the decedent was a decedent or decedents were owners of that property. I know that the counsel for one of the heirs, if not several of the heirs, petitioned the Court of Common Pleas of Wayne County, Pennsylvania, the Orphans Court Division, to secure the appointment of a personal representative. That was accomplished sometime during the summer. My understanding in talking to that council most recently, that property is now under contract. So we are patiently awaiting some further developments from the individuals. That saves the borough a considerable amount of money. If we don't have to initiate some sort of legal matter against the property. Mr. Nilsson's comments were very appropriate and right to the point, there's no question about that. What the borough always tries to do is hopefully come across some sort of solution without spending a great deal of taxpayers' money. That's all I have to report tonight. Thank you all very much.
Okay, thank you. Next, the mayor's report this evening, Ms. Canfield.
Yes, thank you. The only thing I have to report is during our last regularly scheduled meeting on the 4th of October, during that meeting, I was performing and overseeing fire chief elections. With a unanimous vote, Steve Bates will continue to be our fire chief for the next 2 years. I did swear him in, and that is all I have to report for tonight. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. In the program of employee or in the borough council's packet is a report from the Hillsdale Fire Department. Steve Bates, I don't believe, is here this evening. So if I may, I'll just read through what he gave for September of 2021 for the fire department. Their total calls were 27, motor vehicle crashes were 8, auto alarms were 2, public service was 6, structure fires were 6, medical was 1, hazmat was 3, vehicle fires were 1, and there were no brush fires and no water emergency. And that was from Steve Bates for the month of September. Police chief's report is also in the packet. Robert Jennings, since you're the safety chairman, if you want to read the police chief's report.
Warning 1, arrest 5, juvenile 0, property stolen $490, recovered 0.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jennings. Next is the Public Works Department, Dan Brown, who is here present this evening, the bright yellow shirt.
All right, for the month of September, for the DPW report, we had yard debris, continuously on meter repairs, meter collection, blacktop patching on Watts Hill, Ridge Street, 13th,